Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? That's how Hart County Extension agent Chris Clark felt about his involvement earlier this year with local greenhouse operator Paul Dennison. They were exploring the Ag Energy Efficiency Cost Share Grant Program offered by the Governor's Office of Ag Policy.
So we got with the UK Department of Biosystems and Ag Engineering, and they did an on-farm energy audit as part of that grant application. And it showed his usage of the propane and how he could cut that by using some alternative energy. And we looked at a biomass boiler.
For qualified applicants, the program grants up to 25% of the cost of an improvement, up to $10,000. The Denisons qualified.
He's using chunk wood, or what people call just stick wood, but it actually can be automated to use sawdust or corn or cubes or lots of different things if he wants to go that next step.
Extension agent Chris Clark was glad to assist in the process, and you could tell quite impressed with the technology of this high-tech way to use an old fuel.
So what it's doing, it's actually heating the wood in a process that actually turns it into charcoal, draws the gases off of that, and then it's burning those gases in a refractory that's built in with the unit. So it's recovering, the manufacturer says it's recovering about 95 to 98% of the energy out of that wood.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Hart County Extension agent Chris Clark says the Denison's roadside market operation near Horse Cave has about five greenhouses, a packing shed, and the market itself, heretofore using about 2,000 gallons of propane a year. No more. Now it's wood or other alternatives in the biomass burner, and it's working nicely.
The greenhouses are a water-to-air heat exchanger. It's similar to the concept that you would have in your car where hot water goes through a coil and the fan blows across it. So he's got a combination of both of those in the greenhouse and in his packing shed. It's a neat system.
Clark says the biomass boiler system wasn't inexpensive, but for the Denisons, who did qualify for that Ag Energy Efficiency Grant, it made sense.
He was interested in it, but of course, you know, that was a pretty nice incentive. If you can get a $10,000 grant, you know, to move that way, I'm sure that spurred him on to do that.
Ag Energy Efficiency in Hart County. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.